Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a viral video up on Infowars.com right now. Video, kid screams in agony as cop snaps his arm. Now we've got video of pro-lifers sitting on the sidewalk having their arms broken with nunchucks being twisted. Federal judge ruled torture, pain compliance is legal and lawful. Why don't they just legalize pedophilia? I guess they are at the UN. This is the criminal government. It's not all criminal yet. There's still a lot of good people in the system, folks, but we have to stand up and speak out in government, out of government, private life, everywhere. But video, kid screams in agony as cop snaps his arm. Some attempt to justify officer's action. We're going to play some of that audio and video right now, but you can watch the video for yourself. It's only 37 seconds long. Shocking video has emerged of a campus police officer violently breaking a student's arm as he screams out in agony during an incident at a Westbrook High School, Beaumont, Texas. Footage of the incident shows squabbles breaking out before a female officer grabs a male student and hauls him to the ground. Aided by Officer Stephen Rivers, as the female officer presses the student's face to the ground, Rivers grabs the arm and violently bends it backwards in what appears to be a deliberate attempt to snap the bone. Well, yeah, it's an attack dog deal. I mean, I did not resist George W. Bush and the state police and the Texas Rangers they had there as his security, and two of them. I asked the question at the end of the speech. He was supposed to give a press conference. He'd been given the speech for months. Same stupid speech. And I said, what about the Federal Reserve? It's going to bankrupt the country, the New World Order. Isn't that the issue, Governor, right before he ran for president? And he looks at him. They come over. They grab me. They push me out of the building. I don't resist. And then they crank my arm all the way back up, my fist, the middle of my back. And to this day, I have a little bit of tear in my rotator cuff. If I roll over at night, it's excruciatingly painful. Little gift. They taught me in America. You do not ask a question at a press conference. And, you know, this kid is clearly not resisting, and it panics you when a woman jumps on top of you and is sitting on your head, and then they come over and they break your arm. I mean, it's a standard deal. He's lucky he didn't have eight cops jump on him and kill him or brain damage him like the kid outside Austin comes over, pushes the girls aside, standing there. They taser him, hits his head, he's brain damaged, can't talk now. They're going to give those cops probably medals or something. Well, not Congressional Medal of Honor or something. So it's this militarized attitude of full force on somebody automatically. Oh, but you can't paddle the kids or make them run laps when they're bad, which actually works. It shouldn't even give you a bruise, but hurts. No, you can't dominate them early on to make them behave. No, then you just break their arms. You just taser them and they have a heart attack. I mean, this is insane. I'm not even going to tell stories about high school. They're too unbelievable. But things have certainly changed. And let me tell you, your kids in a public school, they're in a prison. And they got a good, they're going to be shot up with deadly shots. They're going to be given GMO food. They're going to be surveilled, tracked. And the good chances they're going to end up being put in the juvie, because that's all it is a funnel into the prison system on record. That's not even debated. Let's go to the audio and video of this. So he is trying to get away right there. And so, like prey trying to get away from a predator. Here goes the arm. I guess the cop doesn't know that joints don't bend that way. Here goes the arm. Now, to me, it doesn't look like the cop's deliberately trying to do it. I just don't think the cop's even looking at what he's doing. He's just twisting the arm any old direction. Definitely, with the state police, they wanted to hurt me. I bet the cop that did that's had that come back on him 10 times. That's how the world works. I ought to check in on that state police guy, see how he's doing.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Ares Armor was producing parts for firearms and following the law. The ATF famously is anti-gun and loves to harass people that create parts and accessories for firearms. And they were able to get an injunction on them raiding them, but that didn't stop the ATF. They got another federal judge to let them in. Made national news, and the ATF announced to them that it was fun to raid them. And they came in Army uniforms, Army outfits, with battle helmets, and strutted around, and you know, they were in there with kids and families, and they didn't want the donuts they were offered because they're prepared for war with the American people. And if you get an injunction on an ATF raid, you're obviously using the legal system. Why, you must be a criminal, so let's send an armored vehicle and a bunch of guys in helmets, because they all watch Captain America and are imagining that they're Captain America, when they're really just reputable creatures that work for a criminal occupation force on record. It's on record America's run by foreign banks. It's on record the government's criminal. And it's on record that more guns means less crime, and it's on record that criminals get their guns illegally, and it's on record that you were targeting the general public for complete and total disarmament under State Department Memorandum 7277 and under the UN Treaty. And you're on notice that you're engaged in criminal operations, and you're on notice that we're awake to you, and you're on notice that the word is spreading. So buy your armored vehicles with our tax money, buy your paper targets that have children on them for no hesitation. Train for war with us, okay? Don't worry, your pension funds will be taken too, slobs. Take your shots, ATF. Give your kid the fluoride. You wonder why your kid... How about half the ATF listen, their kid can't even talk? That's how bad it is in this country. You're so cursed by the system. You love it. You love the fraud. CPS is now taking people's kids that legally get medical marijuana for glaucoma and stuff. You love that, too. You prey on us, and you do it all through the fake legalese cover of the system. And the people perish for lack of knowledge. They join us from the road at a cafe, so there'll be some music in the background, I'm told, but that should add to the ambiance. Told it's an Italian restaurant. Maybe I can get a chicken piccata. But we are talking to the CEO of Ares Armor, Dimitri Karas, and Lindy Diaz, who helps head things up there. You can see her in the photos offering them donuts and things. And you just got the people waiting at their open business, and they're just standing there on the video. You can see it up at Infowars.com, and there's guys pointing machine guns at them, pointing and walking around with their chest out, imagining they're fighting a real enemy. I mean, come on. Why don't you go fight Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Oh, I'm sorry, they're heroes now, and are staging ground to attack Syria. I mean, even though I don't agree with the Iraq and Afghan war, I know a lot of veterans and people that are friends of mine, and they're just fun people to hang out with, fun people to go surfing with, fun people to, you know, and then they take their shirt off and they got bullet wounds and shrapnel holes all over them. People like Sergeant Biggs, Staff Sergeant Biggs, man, that guy. I went surfing with him, wake surfing with the Steiners, and he jumped on the board immediately and was, like, just really doing a great job. We were amazed by that. And just has, like, shrapnel, you know, all over him and holes in him and bullet holes and everything. And that's nothing. He's been in there, like, 3 tours, I think. Some of those people have had, like, 10 tours, have feet blown off, and they strap prosthetic toes on and go back into combat. Those kind of people you've got to admire just for their courage. I do not admire ATF coming into an open business, into a strip center with families and kids and just strutting around with people behind the counter, total idiots. And then going through the building and pushing people around. So they join us, CEO Dimitri Karas. Thank you so much for coming on with Lindy Diaz. And tell people the whole story of what happened to you. Break it all down there in the former state of the United States, California, now absorbed into the kleptocracy of the globalist.
Absolutely. And first off, thanks so much for actually having us on today and everything like that. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate and the support that's actually been lended to us after the situation occurred. It's humbling to see how many people that are out there in the real world that actually care about this country still. And it's we're talking about an agency that has the power to define anything they want to be a firearm. And in the past, this same agency has determined that a 14-inch long piece of shoestring is a firearm, right? So what they've done is...
By the way, I've had the lawyers on and the head of Gun Owners of America. That's true. I mean, they could say a chocolate Easter bunny was a nuclear bomb.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the power that's granted to them to go ahead and determine whatever they want is to be a firearm, and then apparently to execute raids and all sorts of other ill will against the American people. Let's put example that you're a pen manufacturer, and you're making pens, and the ATF decides they don't like you anymore, and they deem your pen to be a firearm. Well, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen after that. They're going to come to you with some sort of under-the-table shady deal and tell you to give them all of your pens and tell you to give them all of the private customers' information who bought that pen from you. To think that we live in a country where this is actually happening is ludicrous.
It gets worse than that. Now, people with tattoos of guns aren't able to fly. People with shirts that say NRA are kicked out of school. And now a man had a tattoo of a gun, and so they SWAT team raided him because the tree trimming people, because most of these service people get money on the side ratting folks out. They should be civilly sued over it. That's a big secret. The plumber, the whatever, is actually spying on you. They saw the tattoo of the gun and raided him as if a handgun's even illegal in Maryland. I mean, this is the culture we live in. It's totally sick.
You probably just hit it on the head there, Alex. I'm guessing that that's probably why they rated us right there. Got a 3% on my neck.
Very evil.
Now, with that said, what happened is they came to us after they raided EP Armory. We became aware of that. We realized what their determination on EP Armory's product had been. After we got a chance to look at that determination, it became apparently obvious to us that the ATF had made a giant mistake. Their determination, the only determination that anybody other than the ATF has seen so far, is based on fiction. The process that they described in their determination and the way that they described it, saying that which made this product into a firearm, is 100% false. They know it's false. They're informed it's false. But they didn't really care too much about that. What they cared about was attempting to make threats against us in order to gain access to private information and to make our life somewhat difficult. So we start getting calls and harassment from them Monday of last week, and they're saying, listen, you give us this stuff or we're going to come in, we're going to raid every single one of your buildings, we're pretty much going to make your life miserable, but if you make this deal with us under the table, underhanded, nobody's going to know about it. Don't worry, we know that your customers, they'll be really mad at you if you give this to us, so don't worry, we won't let anybody know that you worked with us. It's going to be fine, it's going to be okay, everything's good. We know you're a legitimate business. We don't want to...
This is illegally give us stuff that they're not supposed to get without warrants. This is NSA-style stuff, but worse. Or we're going to set you up. This is gangster, mafia, thug America.
Yeah, and so what we did is we went out and, like any legitimate business would do when they're being threatened by the mafia, we went to the judicial system and asked for help. We asked to get a temporary restraining order, which we got based on the merits of what we presented in front of the judge. Now, what they did is on Friday, they went in and they pretty much said, hey, this is a criminal proceeding, this, that, and the other. You can't stop it. And they got the judge to clarify that the restraining order did not prohibit lawful criminal proceedings, at which point in time they went to a different judge, got themselves a search warrant, and they made good on their threats. They came by on Saturday. They went through every building that we had. They grabbed our computer systems. They grabbed our products. They grabbed paperwork and information. I mean, some of the stuff they grabbed is kind of silly to some degree.
But I like how they were dressed up to play Army, though.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, one of the guys that was there, I said hi to him, I shook his hand, and he comes up to me, and he told me his name, and I said, oh, I'm Dimitri, and he said, oh, I know who you are, we got a brief on you this morning, and I'm like, well, what's that supposed to mean? And he's like, oh, well, we heard all about your, military record and these other kind of things, just in case things went south. And I laughed, and I told the guy, I wear a tie for a living, I'm a law-abiding citizen, there's no reason to come into this place dressed like you're going through Ramadi. Or
but you're the enemy because you're a veteran, you're listed as the number one enemy publicly by the traitor government. We have a Vichy collaborator, banker, occupied government on record. They're the enemy. They declare veterans the number one enemy. You have been declared the enemy.
Well, and I can tell you this, Alex. One compliment I did get from one of the agents during the raids is that he was actually afraid to talk to me because of how much I talk to the media and how open I am about the situation, which is one of those things. They absolutely should be afraid to talk to us. In a situation like this, it's 100% them that should fear us.
Well, they're going to go to Nuremberg. When we take this country back, people that have abused the American people are going to be standing tall before the man.
Absolutely. And it's also one of those things when I'm discussing this with these people and I'm like, that your information is false. You know that you're doing this based on information that is 100% incorrect, but yet you continue to do this. And the answer that I get back is, well, that's the information that's been passed down from higher. So it's almost like talking to, an Auschwitz prison guard who's at, why are you holding them inside of these cells over here? Why are you doing this? Oh, well, that's the information that was passed down to me from higher. You know what I mean? It's absolutely ludicrous behavior.
Well, let's break down and talk about what they're claiming is a full firearm. Because, I've seen the cases where they'll claim a barrel is a firearm. They'll claim a flash suppressor. I saw that case of all back where they said a shoestring was.
A shoestring, absolutely. They can declaim, and that's the power that apparently we've given them. These people have literally declaimed a shoestring to be a firearm in the past.
Well, here's an example. The federal courts have said they can define a firearm. So they can define a cumulus cloud as one. That's the same thing with the EPA. The Supreme Court said they can define what a pollutant is. Well, they're now saying water vapor and carbon dioxide is. So they can tax it. Stay there, guys. I want to come back with the CEO of Ares Armor, aresarmor.com, and talk about the evil products they had and
where this is going. Will the ATF be able to put them out of business? And, of course, they're going to come for you next. By the way, the ATF's now visiting folks that buy more than 500 rounds of ammo. There's a purge of gun owners.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
I take it personal being conquered by the Private Federal Reserve Bank of England.
Me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
It's up on DrudgeReport.com, an Infowars.com article. 10 Ways True Feminism is Under Attack. And this is an article I'll be covering after our guests leave us at about 45 after.
But I want to go back to these folks because I've had a lot of gun dealers contact me over the years and give us documents and give us intel. We broke that the ATF was making people file reports on folks buying more than two firearms outside of law years ago. But the gun shops never want to be on air. They're scared. And these guys are not. And the attitude that's going to win is realizing we've done nothing wrong and laughing at the system. And, yeah, they may come after us. They may set us up. They may kill us. I mean, I know the globalists are murdering killers. They might kill me next week. Hope they don't. They might set me up and put me in prison. They might drug me. I mean, you know, who knows? The whole point is that that's just the way it is then, Jack, because I'm not going to get down and lick your boots. You got it? Now, going back to the CEO, and of course I want to get Ms. Diaz's take, who also works there at the company who's with him, Dimitri Karas, a veteran. So they were very upset over the fact that you were a veteran. Break down why they were there, what they were claiming they were looking for. What did they want a few weeks ago under the table?
What they wanted was they wanted our customer list, and it was a specific product that was made in polymer that's an 80% receiver. Now, in every determination that the ATF has ever made in the past, there are five things that are required for in the AR style of 80% receivers to be left undone that the customer would have to complete in order for it to not be considered a firearm. Those things are your fire control pocket, your hammer pin, your trigger pin, your safety selector through hole, and your trigger through hole. All of those five operations are left uncompleted on the product in question. Again, their issue with it was about the manufacturing process. Now, the manufacturing process happened, and they were wrong. They're completely wrong. They know that they're wrong. They've been informed that they're wrong, but that didn't really seem to matter to them. And what's funny about this is I go to the courts and I say, hey, I'm being extorted because someone is trying to come in unjustly and take, you know, this information and take this stuff from us, and this isn't a contested issue. We want to handle this in the courts. We don't want to handle this through, you know, the conventional means that the ATF likes to use of just, you know, bashing in people's doors. We're honestly lucky that the FBI's hostage roasting team didn't show up for this event, but apparently that is not the way they wanted it to happen. I mean, we'd asked the judge to declare whether these things are firearms. We wanted to go into court with evidence, with proof, with, you know, everything that was going on to handle this that way, but that's not the way that the federal government does things, apparently. And I can tell you this, when we had actually contacted you, it was Lindy here that's with me today. She's my assistant. She mostly does everything, and I usually take the credit for it, but she's the real power behind the scenes. But she was the one who actually contacted you guys. It was right after the judge had clarified that order, and we were fully expecting the ATF to come in at that moment. And it was, we'd sent all the employees home, and it was me and her sitting there waiting for them to show up. And the conversations that we had was literally, well, how do you think they're going to come in here? Do you think we're both going to live through this raid? You know, and it's because you watch, these are the same people that pulled off Waco. These are the same people that are you know, have been giving guns to the cartels for years.
Ruby Ridge. No, let me tell you. I mean, let me tell you, The ATF was the masterminds of Oklahoma City and even tested blowing up another Ryder truck. And we even know the ATF people that were there on the ground confirmed off hotel receipts. So let me tell you, they are the most evil force in America.
Well, and they've been, like, and here's the other thing. We've had reports from our customers where our customers will leave the store. They'll get pulled over right across the street, questioned about what their business is with us. And when they ask the officers question, and they'll, you know, the officer will just, run off. Be like, here's your ID card back, or I go about your business.
Yeah, no, they're putting them in a suspicious persons report because the new terrorists are gun owners. They publicly announced it, and they've got the police collaborating with them as well.
Yeah, well, this is also one of those situations. I mean, this is a clear-cut situation of an overreaching government wanting to get people's private information. And I get asked, why did they want that information? Is it about the guns? Is it about the guns? Why did the NSA? Why are they recording all of our phone conversations and keeping databases of our text messages? It has nothing to do with this. This isn't just the Second Amendment. This is a huge, huge, huge overreaching government that's coming into your life. They want to know what you're doing in your living room. They want to know what you're doing in your kitchen. They'd love to know what you're having for dinner tonight. And it's none of their business. None of their business.
Well, I hear you, and I'm just over here on my computer watching the video of the raid. We're going to come back and talk to Ms. Diaz. Lindy, straight ahead, get her take on this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our problem is we're not radical enough. We haven't turned up our rhetoric to meet the enemy threat. I've studied history. It's incredibly compelling, incredibly engrossing. It's amazing how action-packed it is compared to Hollywood, to fiction. Most governments end up taking over, enslaving everyone and mass murdering, and taking the general public's daughters and making them become prostitutes for the state. Germany now officially does that. Oh, you don't get welfare. You got to go out and hook. And my point is that it's about control. The state wants to decide who can be in commercials, who can publish books, who can be successful, what the styles are going to be. It is control freaks. The opposite of those that love individualism. Again, I don't like marijuana. I think it's a bad culture. A bunch of stoners ruining their lives. But you know what? You got a right to do it. I'm for total decriminalization. And guns, yeah, there's some bad people with guns, but statistically, it's 70-plus times. I was saying 40-something. That was an old number. That guns are used to stop crime for when they're used in crime. Crime's down by 51% using firearms. Those are Justice Department numbers, but boy, they sure just don't want to promote them, do they? They want to brainwash the public that gun crime is at an all-time record. As Eric Holder said, and as the L.A. Times even admitted, gun crime plunges as public perceives epidemic. Maybe the public that believes mainstream media. But I've never hurt anybody with a firearm. I've never shot anybody with a firearm. And I've grown up since age 4 firing firearms. That's how you start out. You start out sitting in grandpa's lap with a 410, and you shoot a coffee can to show you how dangerous it is. And then you're told, you don't touch this, it's dangerous. Every household in this country back 60, 70, 80 years ago, even just 20 years ago in many areas, the guns weren't locked up, folks, because people knew you don't touch them. Until the kid's about 3 or 4, maybe you've got them in a glass case and lock it. But you don't touch those guns. By the time you're 6 years old, you can shoot dove out of the air, shoot quail in the brush. My dad was a kid. They were shooting deer by the time they were 6. I didn't shoot a deer until I was 9. Trying to reverse that trend. My son's now alligators, deer, you name it. That's normal. I mean, they arrest development, ladies and gentlemen. People were men by the time they were 14, 15 before. Now you're not a man until you're 25, they say. This is the takeover to make you domesticated. It's the war on men that ties into the war on women that is taking place and going on. Now, I want to give you guys the floor and shut up. CEO Demetrius Karas and Lindy Diaz, his assistant, there at Ares Armor. Describe what you guys sell, what you were doing. It looks like a nice place you had. Describe how long you've been in business, what happened, where this is going. And I'd like to hear from Lindy about what it was like. I saw photos of you guys offering them donuts. I mean, they first come in with their guns up, pointed right at you aggressively in commando outfits. I mean, obviously, they could look at you through binoculars or look at in the parking lot and see you're not lying in wait for them. I mean, these are people that absolutely are cowards. But I guess most scum are cowards. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and I do want to get to let Linda get her perspective in on this because she was sitting there with me waiting for this to happen, and the conversations that we had and the feelings that we had were, I think definitely something that should get out there. But I'll give a real quick synopsis of the company. We've been in business about 4 years. We actually started out doing tactical nylon products, which is your chest rigs, backpacks, slings, things of that nature that are mostly marketed towards the military and law enforcement, amusingly enough. And, through that, we've expanded into other product lines. We do a lot through the rifle parts now, and the 80% line is kind of where we've made our mark over the last recent years.
And you sell your firearms to general slaves.
We do not distinguish. There's not one product that we will sell to the government that we will not sell to the American people.
So you do sell stuff to the enemy. Well, that's why they're mad at you. Please continue.
Absolutely. I'm joking. This is one of those things, these 80% products, it's a way for the average American to get into gun ownership without the government intruding into their daily lives. The entire idea behind this is you can sit at home and you can, go out to your garage and you can build yourself a rifle, and this is legally allowed for you to do this, and it's a way for you to...
And they have said they want to register to confiscate Feinstein, all of them, Bloomberg, more. That's their plan, so people should get around their criminal designs and build their own firearms.
Well, I'm sure that Senator Feinstein loves us, especially after we registered the domain name, SenatorFeinstein.com. I'm sure she's a huge fan of our work. but I would really like to actually get Lindy's take on, what was happening. When we got the notice that the judge had changed the TRO, it was pretty much, they're probably coming in right now. And so on Friday, we sent all the employees home, and it was just me and Lindy waiting down there for them to come in. And so I think it'd be really nice to hear from her exactly like what that experience
was. Yeah, tell us what it was like to face the paramilitary forces of the gun confiscation squads.
Well, I was ready. I have to say I'm one of the 3% that will stand up. So, actually, I think we were ready to get shot. We were thinking about, we both have children, and we were kind of thinking of what we would want our children to think of us if this had happened, and them to follow on in our footsteps or keep fighting for what we believe in. So, like, I mean, as we sat there, we kept going on, like, you know, we're doing this for the people who won't stand up. We are the people who will stand up. And that's kind of what it was, is we were showing we aren't giving in. We're not going in unless it's in cuffs or in a bag. That's pretty much what it is.
Well, there's the headline. California gun confiscation bill passes approval, $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure, and that's whatever guns they want, including people with tattoos of guns, are now being SWAT teamed. Just the image of a gun is a SWAT teamable offense.
That's sad to think that that's what we're coming to. I mean, anybody can have a tattoo of anything, and what if I have a... I don't know, a tattoo, random stuff. They it shouldn't be by what I'm, the perception of me shouldn't be, oh, she's a gun owner because she has tattoos. He's a gun owner because he dresses down. A lot of our customers are well-dressed people. You would never know they go out on the ranges on weekends to go shooting for fun. I mean, it's not like we're stockpiling.
Sure, sure. Well, listen, guys, I want to have you back up on the nightly news sometime when you're in a place that doesn't have so much background noise. But briefly, any other points you want to make about the raid and where you're going from here? Are they going to be able to shut you down? When do you get your stolen stuff back from the pirates?
With that said, I can't comment on our legal strategy going forward. We have retained a very prominent law firm, and we are very confident in our abilities to overcome. With that being said, the raid that was executed against us was completely there was no reason for it. I had actually shown ATF agents exactly where the product was that was in question. We had separated it, put it into a separate room. I had a camera pointing towards that room. I offered to give them access to that camera system so that they would be comfortable in knowing that we were not going to divest ourselves of the product. I also switched the locks out on that door. There was only two keys in existence, and I offered to hand the ATF agents those two keys so that they would be 100% assured that we did want this handled through the courts. And this is just, it's one of those situations where it's them going around the procedure. It's not them going around the procedures. It's them using the procedures and playing the game in order to keep something that is obviously wrong out of the judicial system where it already was. There was no reason for any of this to happen. And for them to say to us that, and one of the agents actually did say this to me, one of the biggest reasons that we got raided across the board on all of our facilities instead of just where the product that they were looking for was, which they knew where it was, was because of how mildly we are and how much we're on, we kind of embarrass them.
That'll be very useful in court to show that they said it was for your First Amendment. So a major civil rights violation by this anti-American organization that needs to be abolished.
Now, I can tell you this, getting told that we embarrassed them and that's the reason that they did this, that did nothing but only embolden us to go further and actually spread the word about this even more. They should be embarrassed for what they did. What they did is wrong. They know what they did is wrong, and they should absolutely be embarrassed for it. And that's why their entire organization is a joke, and we're making a joke out of their organization. If you check on our Facebook page and other things like that, we have made a complete mockery out of what they have done. I don't think they've ever raided anybody before and had the target of their raid laugh in their face. So I think, and that's something that needs to happen. These people need to learn that they're a freaking joke. They are a joke 100%, and that's what they need to be made into.
No, that's right. We need to stop being afraid. It's like, you better not talk bad about the corrupt agencies, why they'll come get you. Well, I mean, they're criminals. I've got my free speech. They shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico. CBS News got the memos to blame the Second Amendment. Well, we knew that was obvious. The Attorney General did the criminal operation.
I've got one for you, Alex. So they actually contacted us not too long ago and said that they were upset about the pictures we released from our surveillance system because of the officers' privacy. Well, I'd like to ask them this. You didn't care too much about the privacy of all of our customers, so why should we take those pictures down? Why should we? Plus, you can't even see the face. It's not like we put out their names or their addresses like what you stole from us. No, it's just a picture of them clearly coming through our building wearing a helmet like they're going through Ramadi, treating with women and children inside of the building, treating it like it's a combat zone. You're in the United States. You have no...
Look at that woman.
In a public place.
I got to say, look at that one woman there, like, strutting around. I mean, if a guy was standing in that stance, it would be a joke. You know, with her arms all out like she's Conan the Barbarian meets Audie Murphy. I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous.
Absolutely. It was a little bit out there. And it's
well, tell us about your military service, because you said you were in Iraq. What is it like for you, a veteran, to then see them militarized against gun owners?
Well, I can tell you this. When I got back from Iraq, and I fought in Ramadi during the surge, when I got back from Iraq, one of the first things I noticed was the media was saying how the entire thing was a lost cause and this, that, and the other. But I started to look around this country, and I came to the immediate realization that the people in Iraq have more freedoms and civil liberties than we do here. And it's ludicrous to think that that's the case, but that is the case. I mean, we're talking, like I said, these people that came in and raided us are the same people who, you know, have roasted their hostages alive. They've gone through and declared 14-inch long pieces of string to be firearms. I mean, there's no common sense that has anything to do with that entire organization.
No, it's a criminal agenda to illegally destroy the Second Amendment. We will defeat them.
Absolutely, and there's not an option about whether or not we can fight them or not.
It's unbelievable. I run into the ATF before at gun shows and stuff, and they will literally come over. This was back before I guess cell phones were ubiquitous. Like this last one was about 8 years ago, and get in my face and go, "You're Alex Jones. We don't like how you talk about us." And I'm like, well, I mean, the ATF's got a bad history. It's BATF. Until I go, hey, man, watch it. Don't talk to me like that, you punk. I mean, I am just sick of their attitude. All right, we lost their Skype. Well, that was a good interview with those folks. We don't sound like helicopters were landing in the background. So there is that story, and we appreciate them standing up and speaking out for all of us. I mean, folks, this country is absolutely being overrun with tyranny right now. And it's time to see it for what it is and reject it. It's that simple. Briefly, if you like this radio show and what we do here and how aggressive we are, please thank the local AM and FM affiliates that carry the show and become a sponsor or support the local sponsors you hear and let them know why you're supporting them. And spread the word about those local AM and FM stations. That's A. B, spread the word about InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv for $5.95 a month, 11 memberships for the price of one. You can share your username and passcode with 11 people who can simultaneously use it, see all the films, the nightly news, so much more. It's PrisonPlanet.tv, and the crew just does a fabulous job with John Bowen really heading up, keeping PrisonPlanet.tv just really up to speed, the site itself. So much better than what it used to be. It's really a site I'm proud of now. It's got the job done over the years for the films and stuff, but it's really a first-class site now. We appreciate all of your memberships and the great IT crew that keeps it going and the reporters and everybody. The nightly news, 7 o'clock every night for subscribers, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's on Boxy. It's on Roku. Tell your friends and family it's on Boxy and Roku. Tell your grandkids. You know, get a membership and say, hey, here's the username passcode. It's on Boxy. It's on Roku. You can watch it on your modern devil television, surveillance television, your smart television, your New World Order control grid television. The point is that it's a weapon system, and it's there. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv today and become a member. And then lastly, we are going to have, in fact, will you bring Josh and them over here? It's ready, right? Is it up on... is it up on the YouTube yet? Because I'm just trying to coordinate a video that we produced over the last few weeks that I'm really, really proud of. I want to make it public then, because I'm looking at it here on YouTube and I don't see it there. So I'll just direct all this from on air. I want to send it out on Facebook. I want it launched as soon as it's up. We don't put videos on private. That kills their distribution. I want it launched. I want it on InfoWars.com. I want it on PrisonPlanet.com. I want it on Twitter. I want it on Facebook. Any big video we put out, we do a push on. I don't know what universe it is that with big videos, we put them on private and shut them down and hack them in the head with hatchets. Anyways, the point is, I'm just excited about this video. It's 2 weeks in production. And hell, let's just not release it. The point is that I wanted to release it this morning. It's been done since yesterday. And it's really funny, and it's satire, but it does not translate on radio. So we will put it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. and at the top of our Facebook, and I'm going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones, and we're going to make it public on Infowars.com. And we're going to let people see it. I'm just had meetings this morning about that, and I'm happy, very happy. And we're creating standardized systems around here. The point is, that's going to be up on Infowars.com the next 10 minutes. It's really funny, and I'll tell you about it once it's up. But I intended to talk about it right there, but it's not up. So the issue here is that we're going to get more into satire, more into humor, more into hijacking entertainment, more into that type of coverage. Okay? So that's the bottom line. So that's coming up later in the next hour as well. We'll be able to talk about that and tell you about the video that's going to be on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, at the top of our Facebook, on my Twitter, and we're going to send it out today on the mass email to everybody that signed up for the free newsletter. We sent out the free digital magazine. You can go to Infowars.com/newsletter to sign up there if you want it sent to your email box. So that's how it's going to be sent out. And I will continue, like an emergency beacon, to repeat that until it's done. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Manna Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Manna will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Manna. Call 877-817-9829 or visit PowerPrepper.com. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What could you do with me? You are not
standing up. We have to stand up for truth.
What would you turn away to? And what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it?
By the way, the crew's doing a great job when I start ranting and raving about how I want something promoted. It's just that I want to, sometimes like really big stuff I like that we produce, doesn't get promoted, and then some little thing that I don't quite think is that important ends up getting millions of views on YouTube. It's very annoying. But we did a comedy piece called Caveman Discovered in Texas, and it's also a way to fund Infowars.com because it's an ad for Super Male Vitality, but it's really ridiculous, and it just went live on Infowars.com. So be sure to go to the site, and we'll put it up on screen for folks, and click on that and send it to your friends and family, because it is extremely, extremely ridiculous. Now, continuing here today, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Infowars.com, in fact, I can put it up on my screen, and we can punch my screen up. If you go there, you can then see the story, Caveman Discovered in Texas, a satirical dramatization of how we've been dehumanized, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And I directed it, and I came up with the concepts, but Darren McBreen came up with the end. So it stands on its merits, if you think it's funny or not. It's all my fault if it isn't funny. But Darren has, I think, came up with the funniest part at the end. And I'm just going to leave it at that. What happened to Alex Jones when he took Super Male Vitality? And I will assure you, this is as funny, in my view, as any national television commercial I've seen. This is as funny as Arnold Schwarzenegger playing ping pong in a Miller Lite commercial. In fact, it's a lot funnier than that. And I think the trendies are going to like it. And it's the type of thing that's, again, a gateway to wake those type of folks up. So great job with the whole crew and everybody that participated in producing it. Because McBreen wants to do more of this stuff that you see out there, these viral videos where guys are having, like, laser beam fights or whatever, or things are being blown up. You can do it so easily now. Something's like on Sci-Fi Channel. We can do it better just with, you know, time and energy. So we're going to start really producing all sorts of really interesting stuff. That's been my plan for a long time. And this is just a little foray into that and the great graphics of the whole crew. But Darren McBreen did the really interesting one where, well, I'm not going to tell you what I did. It's up on Infowars.com. And you can comment on Infowars.com in the comments under it and tell me, did you think that it was funny? It's a little bit racy, too. Not too racy, but just a little bit. It's Gilligan's Island racy. I don't even think it would make the Amish blush. But it is racy for Gilligan's. I mean, it's Gilligan's Island level. We'll just leave it at that for you. But I'm sure our detractors will claim that we're producing pornography now, which is great. In fact, please, detractors, stop attacking us. Oh my gosh, it's horrible. We're falling apart. You're beating us. It's terrible. InfoWars is just doing terribly. Oh my gosh. We can actually see in the aggregate online where the attacks over the years help us find new viewers and listeners. So whether it's trolls or COINTELPRO, FBI folks, or whether it's MSNBC or the Media Matters, thank you. Please continue with your dwindling audiences to send them over to Infowars.com. We really want to thank you. Coming up, the latest on the missing Malaysian airline. Court says FBI secret GPS tracking memos can stay secret. And a lot more, and then special guests.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.